Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, April 14th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Professor of Economics, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Birthdays. British actor Sir John Gielgud.
Hobson?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
No, I don't.
I'm going to take a bath.
I'll alert the media.
Perhaps most remembered for his role as the butler Hobson in Arthur, Sir John Gielgud born this day in 1904.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me. And what I see is a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city.
Loretta Lynn, who performed in Greenville just a few weeks ago, is 79 today. On this day in history, April 14th, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln is assassinated.
Lincoln's private bodyguard, John Parker, had grown bored with the play. He'd wandered off to a saloon. And this is incredible, considering the fact that Lincoln received 80 written death threats in just that week alone.
Amidst guffaws and applause, Booth entered the box. In his right hand was a derringer loaded with a 7/16 lead ball. Booth aimed the tiny pistol at the back of Lincoln's head and fired.
Number one on the charts this day in 1963, it's the Chiffons with He's So Fine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang. Do-lang, do-lang.
He's so fine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
Wish she were mine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
That handsome boy over there.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
One with the wavy hair.
On the KETR events calendar, a reception for Commerce Area alumni of A&M Commerce takes place from 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, April 16th. That's this Wednesday in the University Alumni Center. The guest speaker will be the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship, Wyman Williams. He'll present a program designed to prepare alumni to make the most of the year-long celebration of the university's 125 years of service to the region, state, nation, and the world. Refreshments will be served. RSVP at 903-886-5792. 903-886-5792. A reception for Commerce Area A&M Commerce ET alumni Wednesday from 5 to 7 in the Alumni Center. Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Professor of Economics, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our thought for the day, Dale, is from someone that I bet you have heard of, and that is economist Thomas Sowell.
Absolutely.
And he says it takes considerable knowledge just to realize the extent of your own ignorance.
I really like Thomas Sowell, and he has some wise insights.
Well, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
That's correct.
I have certainly found that to be true in my life. Dale, a story is out there. It's been in USA Today. It's been elsewhere also regarding the stock market, that there's this pattern developing that's ominously similar to what we saw in October of 1987. There was a huge stock market crash at that time. And then we've had talk about a correction. What's your feeling on what we're hearing?
Okay, first the big 1987 type crash that you mentioned. My reaction on it is, gee, I certainly hope not that I was alive in 1987.
Really?
As a matter of fact, and do remember that it was a 508 point drop, which at the time was the largest point drop. It was still the largest percentage drop that we'd had.
That was worse than 1929.
It truly was. And I do remember the reaction in the media. And today, with a market at a Dow at 16,000, then to have a point drop comparable to that, it would have to be more than 3,000 points. And I think, wow, how would you like to go home in the afternoon, flip on the news, and hear the Dow drop 3,000 points today.
What do you think the chance of this is? Again, they're looking at patterns. Discuss the patterns that they're looking at. They say that looks similar to 1987.
Yes. What exactly prompted the particular article you're talking about is that there had been, as well as I recall, about a 4 or 5 year run up to that. In about a month, we will hit the same number of days that 87 bull market had been. It had been for almost 5 years. Market had been going up strongly. We've been going through that now. Mm-hmm. And finance people have always, after a few years of a continuous run-up, look for a correction, as you say. But with a correction, we're thinking of something more in the range of 10%, mm-hmm. whereas, again, the 87 drop was over 22%.
Mm-hmm. And what they do with this, if you see it in print, we'll do some kind of link on the KETR website so people can see, is they overlay the graph of the change in the stock market from day to day, 1987, and then they overlay the recent changes in the stock market from this year, and they do look remarkably similar.
They do, and that, again, there's been a long and strong run-up, and that is what makes people start thinking about corrections, though. However, on the other hand, there are lots of differences as well, and those, you get more attention if you can predict we're going to have a big crash or big drop.
We're talking with A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. One person I saw in that USA Today article who was quoted said, what is more likely is this kind of correction that you speak of, about a 10% dip at some point, as opposed to this kind of catastrophic thing that happened in 87.
It is a case. The market has run up very, very rapidly there, and historically we do expect a correction. In fact, most of us have been expecting it for quite some time now.
Right. There's the people who say, hey, it's too high given the other things that are happening in the economy and so on. You know, my experience with these kinds of stories, and you remember well the Y2K scare that we had going up to the changeover to the year 2000. When these things are predicted weeks in advance or months in advance, these dire, terrible things, they usually don't happen.
That's correct, and as a matter of fact, there's a reason for that even. In finance, they talk about the efficient market hypothesis, and all that means is that investors are not completely idiots there. As they begin to anticipate things such as that, they begin to make moves, so the stock prices reflect those things that are anticipated. It's the things that are not anticipated mm-hmm. that we really have to worry about.
Well, it's around May 9th, thereabouts, that if this terrible thing was going to happen, that's when it would happen. So, you know, we'll all watch for that. And just like, you know, people predict the end of the world and sun comes up the next day, I'm betting that, you know, we don't see a fall off the cliff like what happened in 1987.
But let me make one last point on
sure.
that. In 1987, we did have one heck of a drop.
Oh.
But 2 years later, the market had already recovered that.
Mm-hmm.
Many people were thinking 30s. It wasn't that at all, that the market did adjust very quickly, in fact.
I remember that well. Good. Well, we'll certainly watch for this, and we are forewarned, are we not?
We are.
We are forewarned. All right. Dale Funderburk is the professor of economics here at A&M Commerce. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
My pleasure.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.